The Alaska Mental Health Lands Trust's board of directors heard from the public today on whether or not to lease 18 square miles of property near Chicoloon to coal mining interests. The trust's board already voted to lease the land several years ago, but opposition from Chicoloon residents stopped that plan in 2007. Mike Franger, senior resource manager for the trust, says the trust's board of directors met this morning in Anchorage, and the coal lease question was only one item on the agenda, but Chicoloon residents are concerned about the trust's move. Kirby Spangler heads the Castle Mountain Coalition, which spearheaded the fight against the trust's coal lease sale plan 4 years ago.
The feelings haven't changed. People were overwhelmingly opposed to the lease the first time around, and that has not changed. What's different now is that there are other proposals for coal mining being floated in the Matanuska Valley, and there's opposition to all of them.
Spangler says the coalition wants to preserve the ecological integrity of the Matanuska River watershed.
And there were a number of members on the board who expressed some of the same concerns that that we have as residents of the valley. You know, one thing we want to do is just support those members of the board who are concerned about the impacts of the activity.
The trust's Franger says the board is looking at the potential for leasing the land for coal exploration, but there is no lease sale scheduled yet.